Oasis Audio presents The Adventurers Guild by Zach Lauren Clark and Nick Eliopoulos. Read for you by Johnny Heller. Chapter 1. Zed. Though the world had ended long before Zed was born, this was still the scariest day of his young life. He stood in Freestone's marketplace, a vibrant hash of stalls and tents crushed between the city's wealthy in-town and its out-town slums. Many of the shops were stacked on top of one another into colorful jumbles like painted blocks, piling as high as the city would allow. The market itself seemed nervous that morning. At this early hour, the air usually thrummed with merchants greeting one another and the busy chatter of servants haggling with grocers. Not today. Today the market was quiet. Only the sounds of hammers pounding in the distance echoed across the square. Freestone was preparing for its guild culling. Brock, Zed's best friend, stood beside him. The two boys were staring at a large purple tent on which a wooden sign hung above the entrance flap, with script carved in a careful hand. Makiva's Fortunes and Charms. Old Makiva was a self-described mystic, though some called her a witch. She sold charms for everything. There were charms for weddings and dog bites, and protection from bad omens. There were even charms for cleaner laundry. Half the peasantry of Freestone had one of her talismans tucked away into a pocket or hanging under their shirts. They said plenty of the nobles did too, though none of them admitted it openly. One of Makiva's most popular items was the guild-culling charm, a lucky token meant to guide its bearer to their proper destiny. It was also one of her most expensive.